This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran is playing with fire after the country announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An earlier White House statement reiterated the U.S. position that it would never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the semi-official news agency ISNA that Iran had crossed the 300-kilogram limit on its stockpile. China is condemning Monday's violent protests in Hong Kong as an outright challenge. Thousands of demonstrators used the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China to break into the city's legislative building. Protesters shattered glass, sprayed pro-democracy slogans, and defaced portraits of lawmakers. Tuesday, Legislative Council President Andrew Leung also condemned the protesters' attack, which he says undermines core values of Hong Kong.
As the chairman of the Electoral Commission, I'm concerned about the working environment and safety of the colleagues of the Secretariat. No security staff were injured. I'm thankful for their dedication and commitment.
A break-in ended after riot police arrived on the scene and used tear gas to disperse the protesters. A Philippine man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost last week. That makes it the first such attack involving a homegrown terrorist. Five people were killed last Friday during an attack on the southern island of Jolo. At least 15 people are dead in Mumbai, India, as the region endures a second straight day of heavy monsoon rains. They were killed Tuesday morning after a wall weakened by heavy rain collapsed on a row of shanty houses. This is VOA News. The Department of Homeland Security is investigating a report that current and former U.S. Border Patrol agents are part of